Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: متى أشفي غيظي إذا غضبت؟ أحين أعجز عن الانتقام فيقال لي لو صبرت؟ أم حين أقدر عليه فيقال لي لو عفوت؟
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam used to say, "If I am angry, when shall I vent my anger? When I am unable to take revenge, and it be said to me, better you endure, or when I have power to take revenge, and it be said to me, better forgive."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, inculcates all these different attributes and these high moral and ethical virtues, of course, which are universal in nature, and every human being, regardless of language or race or ethnic background, agrees to and wants to implement in their lives. Now, of course, these are great ethical and moral values and virtues, such as justice or truth or honesty, virtues such as steadfastness, determination, courage, bravery, and other values and virtues such as generosity, altruism, helping the poor, helping the weak, helping the oppressed, standing up for what is right, opposing what is false, and all of the other countless beautiful, great
moral and ethical values that are inculcated and encompassed by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, of course, this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the manifestation of the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, of course, as many of you know, historically, it was the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, whom raised Imam Ali alayhi salam and fed him morsel by morsel, not just physical food, but spiritual, ethical, and moral food as well. Many a times we have called him the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam is also known as the Quranun Natiq, the speaking Quran. So of all the different meanings that come about from this title of being the speaking Quran, of course, one is that he is the embodiment and the manifestation of the teachings and the values and the essence of the Holy Quran. And so he is the speaking Quran, while the Quran itself is not able to speak, at least physically, from what we understand. And so the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, is quoted by Ibn Umar, who says that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, said, "One who is deviated from the path of Ali is deviated from my path," i.e. the path of the Holy Prophet. And then he says that such a person who deviates from the path of Ali alayhi salam is deprived of guidance, hidayah, and they are deprived of the leadership, the wilayah of the Almighty Allah. Again, we find these traditions from the Messenger of Allah, from all the different teachings that His Eminence, the final seal of prophethood, has. He is emphasizing this idea that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the guide, he is the salvation, he is the siratul mustaqim, the straight path that leads towards the Almighty Allah. And so we have to understand that it is not in and of itself a human being or a person themselves. It is this manifestation that is represented by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is this manifestation of the teachings of the Quran and this perfect manifestation of the teachings of the Messenger of Allah. And it is this perfect manifestation of Islam. And it is because this individual is the most perfect manifestation of all of these things that then we find that the Almighty Allah chooses Imam Ali alayhi salam to be the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and chooses him to be the first of the 12 divinely appointed Imams. And so we have to understand at this point the importance and the value of following, obeying, and loving this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to the extent where one who deviates from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in reality deviating from the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah. And then the Messenger of Allah himself, peace and blessings upon him, says that this kind of person will not receive hidayah, they will not receive guidance, and they won't have the walaya, the leadership, of the Almighty Allah. And of course, this kind of individual is not going to go to heaven. Matter of fact, they're going to go to anywhere but heaven. An individual who is deprived of guidance, an individual who does not fall under the walaya and the authority of the Almighty Allah, is a place where nobody ever wants to find themselves in. The importance of this persona of the first divinely appointed Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, a very interesting lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help, procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Dr. Yasir Qazi says even Ali was not happy with the Shias of Kufa. And this is, as I said, this was just a passing remark. But I've used it to just, derive a message, inshallah, we'll have for ourselves. Number one, as I describe, that the composition of the society of Kufa was not of one people as far as their affiliation to Mazhab and Deen is concerned. There were all kinds of people. There were true Shias among them. There were opportunists among them. And there were many people who were weak in their iman. They could very easily be swayed from this side or that side. And they would give in to the peer pressure and the tribal pressure. And so, when you look at the people of Kufa, you have to realize they are not necessarily the Shia, all of them. Yes, there were some who were true Shias of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Number two, If Amir al-Mu'mineen, during his days in Kufa, not in one place, many times, stands up and gives a khutbah addressing the general, you know, audience in Masjid al-Kufa, expresses his disappointment with his people, it doesn't mean he is referring only to the true Shias that he has. It applies to all. When he saw the lack of commitment, whenever he would gather them after Siffin and Nahrawan for fighting with the Syrian forces again, if it's winter, they will say it's cold, and when it's summer, they will say it's hot. So yes, Ali was disappointed with the people of Kufa. But to say that he was disappointed with the Shias is actually misrepresentation of history. Because the audience of Ali in Kufa did not consist of only the Shias. Even Dr. Yasir Qazi and others would have to accept that there were many, many Sahaba of Rasulullah whom you consider to be Sunnis with Ali in Kufa. They were there in the audience. And so, you know, just to say that because sometimes Amir al-Mu'mineen expressed his disappointment with the people, so therefore he was not happy with the Shia of Kufa, is not really a factual statement.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.